escape. Talk ready.
Don't escape, boy.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1978, NASA launched the Pioneer Venus Orbiter, half of the ambitious long-term Venus mission, which would mark the end of the Pioneer program. The unmanned vehicle observed the planet from a looping orbit, also tracking the atmosphere and landing probes launched separately by a second spacecraft. In 1983, the journal Science published the first findings on a virus that was believed to be causing the outbreak of AIDS. The virus would later become known as the Human Immunodeficiency Virus, or HIV. In 1990, astronomers on Earth switched on the Hubble Space Telescope and discovered that it had a serious vision problem. With the huge mirror grounded the wrong shape, Hubble's long-range images were all faulty. The $2 billion telescope could only produce fuzzy, grainy images of deep space. NASA began an investigation into the cause of the problem, and engineers started working on possible solutions. The fix wouldn't be installed aboard the Hubble telescope by a shuttle crew until 1993. In 1995, Russia launched the Spectre module to the Mir space station, the first new addition to the station since the days of the Soviet Union. Spectre was originally designed to house military orbital surveillance experiments, but ironically, when it finally reached Mir, it was intended to provide extra space for American astronauts and their science experiments, who would be arriving in future space shuttle missions. Born on this day in 1926, TV writer and novelist John Lucarotti. He wrote scripts for several early episodes of Doctor Who, as well as other shows such as The Avengers and Star Maidens. John Billingsley, who played Dr. Phlox on Star Trek Enterprise, was born today in 1960.
You, of all people, should be open-minded about technology.
I don't have a problem with it, as long as it stays outside of my skin.
If your heart was damaged, would you want me to replace it with the synthetic organ, or would you rather die?
That's different.
On this day in 1996, John Pertwee, the third Doctor Who, died.
It warned him. What happened?
I could see you were teasing him into taking those things on board, but what then?
I thought it was game, set, and match to the jolly old Emperor.
Oh, ye of little faith. Do you think the Doctor didn't know what he was doing?
I'm not so sure.
How well you know me, Lethbridge Stewart. How well you know me. You're quite right. It could have gone disastrously wrong if I'd mistimed things.
In 2012, Tron came to the small screen as Disney premiered the first installment of the animated series Tron Uprising.
Hidden away inside a computer exists another world. Its creator designed it for games. But it became so much more. He called it the grid.
And in 1996, UPN's mind-bending series Nowhere Man came to a chilling, conspiratorial conclusion.
Forget it! We really got what we came for. This is Eagle. The chicken has flown the roost. We got the package.
Bring it home, Eagle.
Okay, let's go. We'll see you back at the farm.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.